I'm Steve Miller reporting. The 15-country United Nations Security Council could vote Thursday on a resolution to implement a ceasefire across eastern Syria. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appealing to the Security Council to approve an urgent 30-day ceasefire across Syria.
I know that very important consultations are taking place in this council, aiming at a cessation of hostilities during 1 month in Syria with a number of conditions.
The UN Human Rights Office said Wednesday at least 346 people have died in eastern Ghouta since February 4th. During a listening session with American students, parents, and teachers who have witnessed some of the many school shootings that have taken place during the past two decades, U.S. President Donald Trump suggested that arming teachers may be one way to deter shooters.
This would only be obviously for people that are very adept at handling a gun. And it would be, it's called concealed carry, where a teacher would have a concealed gun on them.
Trump sought to clarify his idea Thursday on Twitter, saying he wants to look at the possibility of giving concealed guns to adept teachers with military or special training experience. Authorities in Nigeria say some of the schoolgirls who were reportedly abducted since their school was attacked by Boko Haram militants this week have been rescued. The missing schoolgirls were discovered at a border town between the states of Yobe and Borno Wednesday. Nigerian police and the regional education ministry have denied abductions have occurred despite parental and other witness accounts that the girls are missing. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday that Israeli intelligence services had prevented the downing of an Australian airliner as